march you to the table. You see the same old thing. Ain't no food upon the table. There's no fork up in the pan. But you better not complain, boy. You get in trouble with the man. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight.
Monday morning crack. Tuesday night. Yeah. Runner.
Good morning to everybody out there. It's a rainy morning out here in Southern California. We know it.
It's raining women.
Slightly, but yeah, women left and right and up and down. Watch them bounce all around. Anyways, we're having a great Monday, and we'll hope you guys are okay.
Monday morning, everybody.
Don't go too fast. Don't just drive carefully. Drive safely, and make sure you
drive safe, everybody.
You have your turn signals on and your fog lights or your light beams on, whatever lights may be necessary.
Make all sure your lights are all checked. You know, get that steering wheel nice and waxed so it's not slippery.
Wax that ass.
Change those tires. Change that oil so you don't break down on the side of the road.
That's right. You don't want to be stuck on the side of the road in this crazy weather that we're having today.
It's a crazy weather.
It's been a trip.
Crazy weather out there, right, everybody?
Yeah.
It's August, and we're getting those August storms.
The August storms. The craziest storm in August in, I don't know, 150,000 years, they say, supposedly. But since Moses separated the sea or something like that.
Well, they've been talking about that.
I don't know how old this storm is, but it's been a while, they said.
Well, everybody's talking about global warming, but have you heard about the new thing? Now they're talking about it's called global storming.
Global storming, and it's happening around you and everybody else. So, speaking of the weather.
Runner, hit us down with the weekly weather report.
Everybody out there, just know the sun is not going to shine every day right now. So we're experiencing some weird, you know, it's about 75 to 80 degrees where you are at, possibly higher or lower. Either way, if you're in Southern California, we're talking about you specifically. It is storming out there. It is wet. And
storming,
girls,
baby.
It is wet also, so be careful out there. Don't wear your bikinis today. Wear your little raincoats and underneath wear your bikinis.
It's very humid outside, too.
Yeah, it's very humid, so just get ready for that storm. And let that storm flow into your minds. But
yes,
don't worry.
Everybody.
Runner and Gunner shall bring back the sun.
Yes, we are here. We're bringing back the sun from everybody.
And that was your weather report from Runner and Gunner.
That was the weekly weather report. Also, in Africa, it's going to be very hot. And in China, it's
going to
be very windy.
So get on top of your elephants and make sure that they put water on you so you can stay nice and cool in Africa.
And also in Mexico, there is
lots of
agua fresca.
Andale, wear your sombreros because it's raining.
Oi, oi, oi.
Andale, ay, ay.
Everybody out there, we want you to be safe. It's raining. There's storms. It's only going to happen for a couple of days.
And
don't be scared.
Everybody asks the question, what's the weather like in Hamburg? Hamburger?
It is. Hold on. Let's check. Producers.
Beautiful.
Amazing.
Yeah. It's looking nice out there. So we are here at the Runner and Gunner Show. We just want you guys to know, we know it's stormy out there if you're in Southern California, Los Angeles area, Riverside County, San Bernardino County, County, not County Jail, because you're in a prison. And if you probably can't hear us, but if you can, hey, more power to you. Anyways, everybody
prisoners
out there.
Prisoners listen to the Runner and Gunner Show?
Possibly.
Well, of course they do. Everybody all around the world listens to the Runner and Gunner podcast.
Don't they, though?
What other podcast is playing the Beatles?
I don't know.
What other podcast is playing the Beatles for you?
I can't for certain tell you.
None is the correct. None, zero is the correct answer.
Is zero?
And that is the Latin zero. Not that Mexico zero.
With the brilliance of John Lennon talking about the rain, as we were speaking about, it is coming down very hard right now. Not very hard. I mean, they kind of over-exaggerated. If you went out and bought water, good for you. I'm sure you have lots of water left over, so enjoy that water. Pass it to your neighbors and your friends next door.
Pass it.
And your co-workers. Pass it around. I passed all my water around already, so if something does happen, I don't even have water for myself. So just don't do what I did. Save at least 6 waters for yourself. And hopefully everybody's safe out there and made it through this tiny little storm that we had was kind of exaggerated.
We hope everybody out there made it through this little storm that we're having.
Yes,
right
we
now.
Do, for sure, yeah.
And hopefully it doesn't get any bigger.
Hope not, yeah. I don't think it will, but hopefully it just passes on through, you know, makes its little, says its little hello and says, I'm a storm and enjoy the wetness during the sunshine. It's kind of weird, kind of strange. We're not used to it here in California. I'm sure different countries have this often, but in California, this hardly ever happens. So everybody's freaking out just because something different's happening in California, but you don't have to freak out.
Okay.
All you have to do is relax.
So we got to tell you this then. There's a such thing called hydroplaning. It's physics.
Hydroplaning, yeah.
Like the rubber on your tires creates like grease.
Not to be confused with the Trojans.
And that grease, it gets wedged in the cracks of the street.
Not to be confused with wedgies.
And so when you look at the street, you don't see grease because it's invisible, you know? It's translucent.
Not to be confused with John Travolta.
There is grease down there on the streets. And when it gets hot,
from the oil, a lot of cars leak oil.
It gets very dry. It turns into like sand almost.
Yeah.
So then when it rains, it turns into this mucus, slippery jelly.
Exactly. It's like ice skating on.
Yeah.
It's like ice skating on your car.
And it is.
Your car is on ice. Yes. It's very dangerous.
It's very dangerous.
So Gunner, tell them how to prevent from actually having this terrible accident happening.
What you're going to want to do is also put your hands on the steering wheel. Stay looking ahead at the bottom of the street, where if you pinpoint the middle of a lane, you'll see kind of like a line. Stay focused on that.
Uh-oh.
Remember, prevention.
There's a beautiful girl down the street.
The best way to
what
do it.
What if you need to catch up to her?
Oh, okay. So make sure your seatbelts are on, first of all. As long as you got your seatbelts on, you could crank it and stop and stop and go and stop and go. But if you don't want to hydroplane, what you got to do is you gotta just like slow down. You don't press the brakes ever. You let your foot off the gas
and slowly,
and
pump.
Your car will lose momentum and come to a halt eventually.
And you slowly gotta pump it, right? Just to
Just don't touch your brakes when you're hydroplaning. People tend to touch their brakes.
Yeah. When you're in the motion of hydroplaning.
Yeah. But you're trying
to
prevent
dangerous.
It.
Don't put. Yeah. Let it go.
So either way. Lay off the brakes.
Drive
slower. It kind
of does a weird thing, right, to where the motion, you could feel the motion in your tires going, like kind of like when something gets stuck in your lawnmower. For example, if you ever cut grass, if you don't cut grass, then you know what I'm talking about. But
I cut grass.
So I do too. I mean, I'm Mexican, dang it. You know, it's in my DNA. Anyways,
But I still hire gardeners.
So you can feel
it,
though. When you do hydroplane, the main thing is you can feel the water being into your tires, and you can it kind of like, I don't know how to explain it, but.
So that's the other thing. That oil, it gets into the cracks of your tires. Boom. That's like grease on grease.
Greasy.
That's like John Travolta and Shooter McGavin from Grease Part 2.
That's right.
Sliding against each other.
With the Philly cheesesteak
into
on top.
A disaster. Just like when the golf ball landed on Frankenstein's foot.
Yeah.
In Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, and he says, guns don't kill, I do. And so you don't want to mess with that guy.
So what we're talking about is hydroplaning, everybody. Stay safe. It's slippery. Slippery when wet.
Slippery
That's
when
what
wet.
I said.
And you don't want to answer that if it's if it's greasy, you know?
Don't be greasy. Don't be a grease
slippery
ball.
Slippery when wet is okay. Greasy. No.
Oh, that's it. Okay. The producers are telling us that we need to move on
next
to the next subject pronto.
Of the show,
which is still good morning, everybody. Remember San Andreas.
And we want you to have a good day. So we're playing this song for you guys out there to have a great day. And not only for that reason, but for San Andreas.
For San Andreas. Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
GTA San Andreas. What number was that about?
The soundtrack.
Four? That was about four, right?
Number
four?
Yeah, it was
four,
like number three.
I think it's four.
Four.
Yeah, it was out right after Vice City. Vice City was a classic all time. And then they made the all-time great classic right after that one.
Yes, San Andreas. And it had this song in it.
That's why we're playing it.
That's why we got it. It also had a bunch of songs. Just on the CSR.
Yeah, so there was so many that We can't even explain all of them because there was too many on there.
So we'll just give you a quick rundown.
Yeah, let's give them a preview of every... I mean, we can't give them too many because there was so many songs. The list goes on and on. Most of them are all-time classics as well by all-time classic artists. So, I mean, it's amazing.
Okay, how about you name three in a row, and then I'll name three in a row.
All right,
Runner's going to name three of the OST Grand Theft Auto San Andreas soundtrack titles that were in the game.
And I'm not just saying this because I am what I am, but there's a song called La Raza by Kid Frost. This is for La Raza. That one, if you know what it is, you know what it is.
Nice.
Also, going a different route, there is Green Onions, which is just an instrumental. If you know that instrumental, it's really cool. It's an oldie 60s song. And then that one's cool, though. It's a really good song. It's all-time classic. Made lots of money. And then I'll say Hold the Line, of course, by Toto, which is his best song. It's power chord 80s with some piano. Great song. Check them out. What about you, Gunner? You got three for us that we could talk about?
I got three real
OST?
Quick. They were
San
on the
Andreas.
CSR 103.2, that station in the video game. SWV, I'm So Into You.
I'm so into you.
You remember that song?
Yeah. I do know it.
What about?
It's a classic.
Soul to Soul, Keep on Moving.
Yeah. Soul to Soul is they were actually trying to be the next Jackson 5. They had a little young guy as their front man, like 12-year-old kid.
How about Samuel? So You Like What You See. What about Johnny Gill? Rub You the Right Way.
Yeah. Johnny Gill. Yeah.
All right.
Motown Philly, man. I mean,
Motown Philly back
is
again.
An all-time great one. Yeah.
That's who Johnny Gill.
And I gotta say, Bobby Brown too. Don't Be Cruel. Yeah, they're in the same crew as
All right, so that's my three.
No. He was in the same crew as Bobby Brown. My bad.
All right, how about you do another three? Just really wake up the audience out there.
All right, you guys. So we already said hold the. Oh, how about Boston? One of the greatest all-time classic rock bands was Smokin'. That was in there. Smokin'. And then another great classic rock all-time band. Leonard Skinner lovers, Freebird was in there, which is an amazing track that was also in Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Great song. And then I'll throw in a little metal in there with Mr. Ozzy Osbourne. Everybody knows who that psycho is.
Crazy Train.
And he sang Hellraiser.
I don't remember that song on that
good
game.
Good one. All right, Gunner, give us take us off with three more.
This one was from Master Sounds 98.3 on the video game. Charles Wright, Express Yourself.
Oh, yeah, I know that one. That's a good one. Express Yourself. NWA actually copied that. And if you know the NWA version, then, you know, that's where they got it from. What's his name? Charles Ramsey?
Charles Wright.
All right.
Macchio and the Max, Cross the Tracks, We Better Go Back.
Mackie. Man, that goes together like freaking, you know.
You remember that song? You
like
remember that song, Ryder?
Like salsa on tacos. I don't know, but it just sounded great the way you said it because all the way it rhymes.
Harlem Underground Band, Smoking Chiba Chiba.
Oh, my gosh. Sounds lovely.
What about Booker T and the MGs? Green Onions?
Yeah.
There we go.
I said that one, though.
Oh, yeah,
so
you
make
did.
One more. Even though that one's great.
James Brown, Funky President, and The Payback.
Oh, The Big Payback.
Both on San Andreas.
I like The Big Payback.
All right, there we go.
Two more bonuses. Ready?
Two more bonuses.
We get two each.
You get two, I get two.
I'll go with Danzig and Mother. Danzig Mother, it's a 90s song. It's pretty cool. It's not the best song ever, but it's cool. He was a psycho. He was a buff psycho back then. So, I mean, yeah, he was cool. He was always cool. And then...
There's a YouTube video on him where he says...
And then I'll take...
Forget you, mother forgetter.
Here, let me get two more.
And
sorry
gets
about
decked
that.
Decked in the face by a bodyguard.
I'll make these two quick. I'm going to give him two quick ones because I love... Rapping on all you hip-hop fans out there that love original, old-school 80s to early 90s hip-hop. Slick Rick with Children's Story. You guys know what that is out there.
Slick
All-time
Rick.
Classic.
I'm the next Slick Rick.
And it's Funky Enough by the D.O.C. He wrote most of the songs for Dr. Dre back in the day. Everybody knows who Dr. Dre is. The D.O.C. isn't too well-known because he got in a car accident and he lost his voice, but he was still ghostwriter after, and he still made millions of dollars.
Here at the Runner and Gunner podcast, video game podcast. We talk about video games. Today we're talking about San Andreas, everybody, and we just want to remind everybody and new listeners out there that we love Dr. Dre and the NWA.
Oh, we lived it. We lived it. We still love it.
All right, but before I get any deeper, let me just end the segment with two more songs that were in the game.
All right, Gunner,
take us down
with the two great classics. Here we go, everybody.
Fog Hat, Slow Ride.
Oh, man, no one could deny that. I mean, hey. Matt,
remember riding your slow
you know
ride,
I'm sip
listening to that song in that
I'm
game?
Sipping.
I'm sipping, too. You'd get a low rider, you'd put that station on, and Fog Hat would come out, and you'd go around on that game listening to that song.
Oh, man, take it
slow
easy.
Slow ride.
Yeah,
the way
guitar,
it starts,
doosh, that voice, doosh, that everything doosh, about that song. Doosh. Was amazing.
Yeah. Has a build up in the beginning. So that game was amazing. I mean, that song was amazing in the game.
Slow ride.
Yeah.
And it just, you get that feeling like you just want to go somewhere. Like when I hear that song, I just want to go for a cruise somewhere.
What about
maybe downtown, maybe wherever?
You'd get the motorbike in San Andreas and then that song would come on.
You'd feel the sensation to just cruise around. You don't even want to do the mission. Once that song comes on, I'm just like, all right, cancel my mission. Let me go for a drive around San Andreas and let me go down that little sunset area and pick up a... Oh, no, wait a minute.
Actually, like some people would even put on San Andreas in the background in a car and mac on their ladies back in the day.
Yeah, they would.
Because the soundtrack was that good.
That's how great it was. Yeah, you could... You could put it on your computer.
Or I mean,
could...
mac on your real lady with the TV turned down.
Yeah,
you know, turn
I'm
the
saying.
Light down, turn
exactly.
the backlight down, put the sound up.
Exactly, because they had different genres back then. Back then, they played, and what's cool is they stuck to the era. So this came out, what, in the, about 2004.
And
they
was
were
about the 90s.
Sticking to the 90s, and they stuck to the 90s
And the
90s genre.
Were fresh.
And what's cool
we all
about
remember
it
them.
Is even when they went to the older songs, they were playing stuff in the 90s that was being played on the radio. At that time.
Oh, yeah.
So that was probably their point, was to play stuff. Say you put on K-Earth and you would hear, like, the Green Onion song or the older
really
tracks.
Yeah, got you into, like,
so
the reality
they
of
took you to
the
back
video
the
game.
90s days. And then you put it on Power 106. You would hear Today is a Good Day, and you might hear Rob Bass. And, you could hear it's crazy.
Yeah,
it just
tripped out game.
It puts you there. It puts you in that moment. And... The music's a big part of that game, actually.
To have real
and like Gunner said,
music in a video game.
You could have a girl with you, and you could just play that playlist.
Some people would.
And it would happen.
You would get in the car, and then, you'd get a sound system for your TV. So you turn off the TV, leave the sound system on.
Yes.
And you'd let Grand Theft Auto, with all the ambience, play music. And the guys would mack on their lady, be like, hey, you know, and they'd take off their socks.
The girls would be like, ooh.
You know, take off their gloves. Made that bun, take off the rubber band and the bun.
But OJ never did it and took off his gloves because
yes,
he did.
OJ is a murderer.
Wait,
everybody out there, we got one last song that was in the game, and that is called Creedence Clearwater Revival,
Green River. And you guys better remember that one.
Yes.
I hope you do. I mean, if you don't, it's okay. Not everybody's perfect. But
go
I mean,
on and find the Green River.
You know what? Might as well give him a little sample of... how great Green River, because we all know John Fogerty was the man and still is the man, as a matter of fact. So this is the Green River. Not the Green Mile, the Green River.
This is Green River, everybody. Everybody, it's the Monday Morning Podcast. We're going to take a quick commercial break. But before we go, we got a few sponsors we need to shout out. So at random, we're going to shout out the names of our sponsors. So as always, we start with Nike. You got
Nike clouds
on your feet, and you can jump like Michael Jordan.
Float as you jump, as you run.
I want to fly like an eagle.
All the time. We got Bitburg.
Bitburger beer.
And we'll tell you more about that later, but Bitburger is a sponsor this week.
We got Shakey's Pizza.
Shakey's.
Buy a pepperoni pizza, share it with your family, and get some mojos on the side.
And ladies, thank you for shaking it. Shake it at Shakey's.
Yes, everybody. We love you. We want to thank you for listening to the show, always.
And one more sponsor, Pescador. Pescador.
Pescador Happy Hour.
Where you can get your happy hour on. $5 Blue Moons.
4 days a week.
From 9 to 2 a.m.
Monday through Thursday, 4 days a week, there's a super happy hour. Just don't show up at 6 p.m.
Don't do that. Then you're going to pay unhappy hour. Unless you're with a hot date. Ladies or gentlemen, if you're with a hot date, then hey, go on and impress them. Because they do have good food, good drinks,
the best
good
food.
Servers, good.
Good looking ladies.
Welcome to Good Burger.
All right, everybody, this is the Monday Morning Podcast where we talk about video games. It's the video game podcast. We got to take a quick commercial break.
Yeah,
but when we come back, we have a very special
sponsors episode.
We're talking about online gaming, the cons, the pros, the absolutes,
pros, the
and the futures.
What's going on in the future? We will tell you in the future, but not until after
these
these commercial breaks.
Mr. X.
I'm so offended.
Mr. X.
You appall me.
Mr. X.
Quit bringing me out of my comfort zone.
Mr. X.
I will never mess with you. Stop it.
Welcome back, everybody. It's the Monday Morning Podcast.
What's up? The Running Gunner Show podcast is here for you guys. And we want to let you know that we know it's raining outside. And we know when there's rain outside, that means there's mud. That means there's things you really can't do too much than you would normally do. You can't really go to restaurants. You can, but you don't want to take your date soaked. So you got to take her indoors.
Got to take them indoors right
there.
To
your place or to her place or to whatever place. Whatever place you may place your stuff or her stuff or wherever stuff is, there should be video games there. And with these video games, you got to start jumping on them and playing them with her and have some fun with her. And how do you have fun? By going online together and talking smack to everyone.
Yes, that's right. If you and your mate could sit there on video games and talking smack together as a couple.
Yeah.
That is true modern romance.
That is what it's all about right now, these days. Because we need that more than we've ever needed ever.
Share gaming with your lover. Like, if you're obsessed with gaming, then share it with your lover. It's a shareable obsession.
And it's so cool because it's free. I mean, it's free pretty much with your... As long as your Wi-Fi is not down and your power is working...
Costs money.
The setup costs money, the Wi-Fi costs money.
It's an investment.
The video games, it is an investment. It's an investment, but it's for your enjoyment. So even if you don't have a date, even if you're, you know, Mr. Lonely, if you're Mr. Lonely, hey, why not just jump on there, find people, and start just talking mess or good stuff, whatever you want to do. Just talk mess or good stuff or negative, positive, whatever it is. Just get on these games, get online. Play these, get your favorite games, because there's so many. There's too many, actually, to name.
Too many games for life.
Yeah, there's too many out there. And especially with the new Texas Chainsaw coming out, I mean, that looks really cool. Runner and Gunner have played it already, and we both give it about 4.5 stars until they fix the bugs and everything about it. But there's other games out there that are already fully developed and ready to go.
We got Hands On, and that was the great sequel to Jason.
It is. It really is.
Yeah. And it was a true sequel. Like, it wasn't like Jason, you know? It was trying to be different from Jason to, like, you know, maybe not the best
way. Some things to fix.
But that it was different lets us know that the game designers and the differences were pretty clever.
But then again, what game at launch
we know that the game designers
is not
are up
perfect.
To
good. Yes, that's what I'm saying. What game at launch is 100%. Right nowadays,
none.
Nowadays, it's 0% pretty much. I mean, every game
except
has
for Zelda,
its bugs.
Tears of the Kingdom. But even then, there's still patches coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there
to
is.
To make it run better,
even
to make it run
new
faster.
Patches coming out.
Yeah, so, you know, all this online downloads and online patches.
Yes.
The online community and, like, everything's online. There's not even CDs or cartridges anymore. It's all online.
It's all online. And it's crazy because they have games that are specifically for female women at the time. And they have games that, well, not specifically, because males and females can play any of the games you want. But they try and direct them towards the female and male audiences, certain games, say, like, they want less girls to probably play Texas Chainsaw just because of the brutalness and all this craziness. And it doesn't mean that you don't have to play it, women. I mean, we encourage you to play it. But sometimes they just direct it towards a certain...
demographic.
Demographic, yeah. And that's what it is. And, like, they have the farmer game, and they try and point that towards the women more. But, hey, I would get online and play it.
As long as the mechanics are good.
Yeah, if it's a good mechanics and it plays well, everything goes good, and less glitches and less...
No glitches, roundability.
Yeah, less buffering is the main thing.
Loading
times suck.
Loading times in 2023.
Isn't that so ridiculous?
It's ridiculous.
And especially with big-time companies like, say, Microsoft or...
Electronic Arts.
Zoner.
Capcom.
Capdom and Zony.
Jamboni.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? They have all this
swashbuckler.
They have all these millions of dollars, and they don't, instead of fixing on buffering, they rather tell you this whole stupid, boring story about how this game started, and they give you all these cutscenes and junk, and some you can't even cut through. You can't even fast forward through. And yeah, so the gamer,
we're demanding more, you know? We're going to demand more.
Like, of course we do. Developers.
We've played the games throughout the years. Look it, we've played Mortal Kombat.
MK.
We've played Tekken. We've played Resident Evil. We played Metal Gear Solid.
Oh, man.
We played Soul Calibur.
Yes.
We played Grand Theft Auto.
GTA.
We've played every game that came around.
Jason.
And now we know, we have an understanding of what a good game brings to the table. So we're going to have the consumers in video gaming are more intelligent people. Not that they're intelligent people. Some people, you know. But I'm saying that
maybe they got one kind of intelligence, which is
the commercial
loading times.
The commercial
is
intelligent.
The guys who make the loading times are not the intelligent. See, they are intelligent. Thank you. You know what? I want to say thank you for the loading times. No, I don't. You know, I take that back. But whoever the guys are,
thank
that
you for
says,
Perfect Dark, maybe.
Yeah. Thank you for a black screen. Thank you for buffering. No, thank you. All right, we gotta shorten that and cut it to some.
And like, the thing is that we've been exposed to good games. Like Runner and I, we've been exposed to very good games.
Amazing
so we have
games.
The very high standard. You could almost say that Runner and I are bougie when it comes to
just like all you gamers
games.
Out there should be.
Well, a good video game should not have any loading time.
No loading.
The loading time, yuck.
Therefore. Loading.
CD games? No, thank you.
Let's banish the loading.
Oh, I would never wait in a chat room to play online gaming.
Thank you for loading, Biden.
Online gaming should be free.
Old men don't understand loading, so Biden, thank you for loading.
This interface will just not do. It needs to be restructured by me.
And me, myself.
And us.
I concur.
And not you, but us.
Us only. But yeah, so they need they need to fix that loading thing. They need to fix that buffering thing. And they need to shorten up the cut scenes and just the stupid... I mean, some of the perks are ridiculous and they don't even help you. So, I mean, why even put a million perks when all you really need is a few perks? Just the main perks. Like, cut off all this extra junk and make the points harder to get if that's the issue. If the issue is the points, then make the points harder to get. Make them do more objectives. More objectives, more mini games, and just throw more instead of these little cutscenes, this buffering time, all that junk.
No more cutscenes, no more voice acting.
Exactly.
But you know what? Like, we stand against loot boxes. We stand against charging players more to play online.
It is.
We stand against the $29.99 DLC package that comes every week.
Yes, after the launch. And then you pay for the launch. You pay like double that everybody pays about 6 months later for your launch. And then they want you to pay $29.99
We're not gonna
a month
take
and a
it
half
no more.
After launch. And it's so sad. And
us as consumers, we're bonding together and we are going to push this through. You deliver us the product at when it comes out.
Yes.
The way it should be.
Yes.
Or guess what? We're going to go on Instagram and Twitter.
We march.
And we're going to chew you out till no one will ever buy a product from you again. And ever. That's what we stand for right now, because we're tired of spending hundreds of dollars.
Too much money.
On games that once you launch it, you say, I hate my audience. I hate everybody. And this game was a joke. Thanks for paying me, suckers.
And then you just run off and leave it like a little piece of crap.
Bad guys.
That's sad.
That's who it is. Bad guys.
They're in it for the money. They're in it for, they're not in it for the entertainment part of it all. They're not in
the
it
art
to help people, the art. You know, they're not in it for the, those kind of people are just in it
mechanics, to the create math.
And just throw it at your face and say, here you go. Here you go. Play, dummy. And then we play. And
here
then
we go.
Say, this is garbage. What
I
happened?
I scanned everything in because I have the money to pay for the time.
And
to
they
do
highlight
it.
The parts that are great, and the parts that are great end up being cutscenes. You're like, what the heck happened?
You paid all that money to record people acting and then put it in your video game, but exactly. Nobody wants to see it.
Exactly.
It ain't Sissy Spacek and Tommy Lee Jones. Nobody wants to see it. But eventually there will be a Sissy Spacek and Tommy Lee Jones of video games.
Sounds cool.
I think that eventually there's going to be a video game, because Red Dead almost did it, remember?
They were so close.
When I watched some cutscenes in Red Dead, even though I hate the cutscenes, I was like taken back. I was like, man, this is a good story. This is a good storytelling.
It was a good story.
Arthur's acting was good too.
Yeah.
And sometimes I hate Arthur's voice. I'm telling you, in some cutscenes, it was Scorsese.
Some are cool, yeah. Some are cool. I like the mini cutscenes when you go into like the mini game, like the side quest,
and
they have that little side quest, and they have the two guys fighting, and you break them up, and you say, you know what, guys, let's do this the old-fashioned way, and you get into a little, start shooting bottles or something, or birds, and
so
then
cool.
And then somehow that's how they resolve it, and then he's the hero like that. He's the good guy. Like, okay, thank you for your help. You're welcome, and you get points and money for that. That's cool. Little side scenes like that, just really quick, but not too long to where it's like an hour of just watching these idiots wrestle on the floor, and then you got to break it up, and it's like, man.
Or an hour of bad acting.
That's exact voice acting. The voice acting is horrible. The animation's pretty good most of the time. It's just the voice acting.
Through computers, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm not going to deny them that there's not tons of money put into those little CGI cutscenes.
Yes.
Everybody, what do you think about online gaming? What do you think online gaming should look like? What should the interface of online gaming look like? I know it all kind of looks like the same right now. It's just a list. You can't even click on anybody. When you do, it says mute.
Yeah.
You can mute people. I feel like online gaming doesn't encourage community and communication.
Not as much.
As much as it can.
Yeah, they could do a lot more
potential of communication. With online gaming, right at this moment in time, you probably could meet every single world leader directly.
Seriously, if you wanted to, if you really wanted to go that route,
you don't think
it could easily happen?
Elon Musk has got an Xbox. You don't think that guy's got an Xbox?
He's got every system. No, he's already got PS7.
You don't think Amar Jabbar doesn't have an Xbox
200?
Yeah, Xbox 200.
He's already got it,
and he's on the same online community as you. He's probably playing your PlayStation community with his PC.
Yeah, exactly. And he's just looking at you. He could make up any name. That's what's cool, though. See, all you gamers out there, that's what's cool. You could just make up your own. If you don't want to, if you're a shy guy or whatever, you could just create your own thing and just do your own thing and go online. And you don't have to be yourself. You could be whatever you want to be. And that's really cool. But don't get stuck in that world is what we're saying. Do not get stuck in that world. Come back to reality and be thankful for who you are, what you are, what you do, and who you will become.
And also, everybody, what do you think about online gaming? What is your take on online gaming? Good and the bad. Not just the bad, but what are the good aspects of online gaming that you want to see? Because Runner and Gunner and myself, we are putting our energy to change the layout of gaming.
Let's have a change.
Because we're alive and everything we purchase does make a difference.
It sure does.
And so we want to hear your opinion. Maybe we could come to terms, make a difference together.
Yeah, we got to do it, you guys. So let us know your opinions. Like Gunner was saying, let us know your opinions.
Yes,
and
please.
We're going to do this. We're gonna make a difference together. Like Gunner
and
is saying,
ladies,
exactly. That's what we need.
Show us your lips and give me a kiss.
And, yeah. So all the ladies, We love you ladies too. All you lady gamers, hey, keep on gaming. All you lady gamers,
you know, we know you got the little cat headphones and you think you're so cute.
That's cool though. Hey.
But we know that you need to go brush your teeth at the end of the night.
And wash your
cooler.
Be cool is what he's trying to say. Be cool. And just watch yourself and
gaming online.
Be nice.
We're together. We're together. We're all together. Everybody, you're together with us. We actually we do some online gaming pretty soon.
We sure do.
We are going to get our own specific runner and gunner gamer tag.
We sure are. We're going to
on the PlayStation 5. So you could join us every day as we do our... I play gaming like at least a half an hour every day.
Me too. Possibly more.
You know, when I'm working at work, I still manage to come home at 10 p.m., and put in some gaming before I go to bed.
If you got families, it helps me relax. Stuff like that, it's harder, but then it does help you relax.
And there are some days when I do 8 hours.
Some stuff out, but you get to
Zelda.
You get to get.
I did it.
Get it out. Get it out. Just use it as gaming. Here you go. Boom. My day was rough or whatever. Let me play some games, and then you feel better. Just accomplish something, even if you die over and over. Just accomplish.
My kids pissed me off. You do some gaming. You're like, kids, I love you. Come game with me.
Yeah, they're not too bad after all.
Hey, you know, like, you slip in some garbage and you got a spot on your back. Come on, play some gaming. Take off your shirt, wash it with some Tide. Forget about it.
Okay, yeah. Just game it on.
Everybody out there, we're talking about online gaming. We got to end the show. There's so much more to talk about. But we got
to
end the show. It's running a little long.
We will return to this subject.
Runner and Gunner podcast always tries to be at least a half an hour to 45 minutes, but we never try to be more than that because we know that you're driving and we're just trying to make a nice little show that can get you to work and take you home.
Great show.
Wonderful, amazing show. You know, that's your opinion. Hopefully that's your opinion. But today's topics were the Grand Theft Auto soundtrack.
GTA.
And also it was... Online gaming. We got so much more to talk about with this online gaming.
Runner didn't even tell us his top five online gaming games
from existence.
And I will not until the next episode.
Until the next episode.
Because that is not time
and,
yet.
You know, just to let it out there, that one of those games is a Dreamcast game.
It sure is.
But you got to wait until next time when we talk about it.
Dreamcast Online, how you had to do the Ethernet cable for all you old school gamers who know what's up. That's what
the
it
Ethernet
was about
cable
back then.
Jacked into your Sega Dreamcast.
And you had to put it all the way from, you had to get a long 60-foot cable. So, yeah, things were different. But now, it's different. So, anyways, we haven't touched base on that. We still got much more to talk about that subject. But we got to get off. We got to go to on to the next subject. But it's not... the rundown yet, everybody, because we still got to talk about the beer of the month, and that is coming right up, but not until after
these commercial breaks.
I'll be the AI part.
The AI Rock and Roll Podcast.
I said that I saw John Lennon, and John Lennon was there in 1978 when he said, "Hey, guys, you should not be doing that."
You can enjoy the new AI podcast. Does various voices and various emotions like...
I compared Bob Dylan and Cardi B, but I realized that Cardi B was in 2023 not as successful as Bob Dylan was at the same age.
Wow, what an amazing show that sounds like. The AI Podcast coming to you soon, 2028.
Thank you guys for listening.
That's who we are now.
Everybody out there been watching the Runner and Gunner podcast since season one, we are now a new world. We
are
now a new
creating
island.
Everything, yeah. The whole thing is being created, recreated, but not desecrated. It's just going to be recreated and better than ever.
Thank you for listening to us
on
season one. For all the ones who are listening to us since season one.
Nothing but props out there to everybody who heard season one.
Turns into season five and six and seven and eight.
Oh,
remember that we're seeing a new world.
Yeah, it's all going to change.
A new island.
You guys just got to stick with us, and you got to stick with the recipe and the formula that we are creating for the love of you guys out there. We're doing it for you guys out there because we love our audience, and we love everybody that listens to the Running of the Show. So that's what we're doing for you guys, and it's just only going to get bigger, better, and the quality is going to get smarter and more clear and creative as well.
More. And remember to follow us on Instagram,
YouTube,
Spotify, Google, everything.
Every
Pandora,
platform.
Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts,
Serious.
Stitcher, iHeartRadio.
Stitcher.
Everywhere where you can find a podcast, the Runner and Gunner podcast
and
is
we
available.
We are there for
so
you guys.
Remember that we're here exclusively every Monday morning.
Monday morning.
With the free Monday morning podcast.
So the free Monday morning podcast, what does that mean to you guys?
It's free.
It means all you have to do is listen. And absorb and
love.
If you want to be a fan, be a fan. And if you don't, then don't. But if you do, feel the love in your heart and just get great at what you do, whoever you do.
Yes, so everybody out there, things. Monday morning podcast. Stay tuned as we get better, bigger. We get bigger equipment. We hire more people. We get more shows.
Oh, yeah.
We get new hosts.
Heck yeah.
We start hosting events, we start
growing
concerts.
And it will be showing quicker than you will expect, so it's going to be on, everybody. That's what we're saying. It's going to be on, and this stuff is just going to grow faster and higher. And
we start making movies, we start making music videos, we bring MTV back.
Yeah,
we take over YouTube
for sure. Yeah,
everybody out there, the Runner and Gunner podcast is now available for you for free. Stay tuned for the future. Go ahead and follow us on Instagram, YouTube, and all podcast outlets.
It's going down faster than HH.
We got to go.
Hurricane Hillary, that is.
What can we say? It's Monday morning.
Not triple
Thanks
H,
for listening.
But double H. Hurricane Hillary, that's how quick we're going down. So listen up and get down.
Thank you, everybody.
We love you guys.
And listen to the show, watch the product, and provide for your family.
Love and peace, baby.
Peace and love.
Gunner are back. What's up, everybody out there?
We are back on the Monday morning podcast. The only Monday morning podcast.
The greatest Monday morning podcast.
If I'm not wrong.
In the history of the industry. But we're going to tell you guys, we want it all back. We want it back to where things were better, things were normal, and things were amazing. With the online gaming community. We need that online gaming community to be the way it was and the way it should be, which is consistently played, well played, having a great time.
We want that online
not
community
people angry,
back.
No angry like, community.
We want the online community that hasn't yet existed. Like, we're talking about this stellar invention. This communicative invention that lets all worlds communicate with each other.
Yes, just
that's what we're talking about. Like, even the telephone, even the internet, even social media doesn't grasp the connection that online gaming does. And with that said, Runner, what is your favorite online game?
As of right now, I mean, I already know what it is. And it's got to be the online game called Dead by Daylight. Because that's the one that I play the most. A lot of people don't communicate on it. But when you do communicate with your other with the other survivors, it's usually either communicate with survivors or play as a solo killer. Solo killer's cool as well. You could go
Runner's
in there.
Good.
It's 1v5. So
Runner, what level are you at on Dead by Daylight?
100 million.
And what's your main killer?
300,000.
I mean, what's your main killer on Dead by Daylight?
100 billion.
Yes.
I like all of them. My main killer, I like the doctor. I like the Jason guy. I like all of them. I like the Huntress. They're all cool to me. I like all of them. And
how about when you
play? Freddy Krueger's cool.
What was the last killer you used?
Probably the doctor. The electric man. So he electrocutes you. He throws electric fire at you. And he's one of the original killers that started the game way back in, I think it was 2017 when it started at launch. Or 16. I think it was 16 and I got it at 17. So I got it a little later. And once I learned how great it was.
What is your favorite survivor? What is the last survivor you used?
The Asian one.
The girl or a boy?
She's a girl.
The Asian girl on Dead by Daylight.
Look her up.
What's her name?
She's fast. Ming Chang.
Ming Chang.
But that's her name, and that's how she gets down with it. She has stealthy abilities.
One last question while we got you up here on the grill.
And rolls.
What is your favorite survivor in Friday the 13th, the game?
Friday the 13th? Probably the chick with the big booty.
Yes, and the color in her hair. You mean the one with the little color stripe in her hair?
Yeah, that one, yeah.
Yes! That is
And who's
damn.
My favorite killer?
Jason.
Same as yours.
Jason.
Jason. But yeah, it's a great
we
game.
We did get
online gaming.
Online experience
with Texas
Chainsaw
Massacre.
Good.
Oh, yeah. We did get some Texas
Jason,
Chainsaw.
Texas
that might be
Chainsaw
the next
Massacre.
One.
Jason's the same company.
It might be the successor to Jason.
It might be.
One that's going to overtake the industry, which we're hoping. You know, Ryan and Gunner hoping that.
It's not as brutal as Jason yet. At least not yet.
Not yet, but it's approaching.
All right, everybody, but you heard Runner. He said what his favorite.
Wait, what about you, Gunner? What's your favorite online game? You got to let them know before we go to the next subject.
Yes, of course.
Let them know.
My favorite online game, or at least which game I think is the best.
The best.
In online gaming.
As of now.
It's got to be
as in Hurricane.
Call of Duty.
COD, there it is.
Is there crickets in the room? I said Call of Duty. Oh, anybody out there, listen, Call of Duty Part 4 is coming out finally. I don't know. Like, this game right here, it's unprecedented what they have done with the online community. Do I, like, specifically like the layout? You know, I think it could look a little better. Maybe they could let you fight each other in between loading screens.
Are you sure Hurricane Paris Hilton isn't kicking your butt? Or is it just your opinion as of now?
It's just, look, I just take a broad look at Call of Duty and what it's been.
She's not a broad. She's just a hurricane.
I take a broad look at Paris Hilton, who's now reformed. She's a nice lady now.
Don't call her deformed. She's pretty.
And I think Call of Duty is the same thing. It was trash at first, but now it's nice, refined online game.
Sweet, juicy.
Now, Call of Duty's got that sweet, juicy, juicy rain.
Nice rain that's coming from
nice rain.
Hillary Clinton. Thank you, Ms. Clinton. And thank you, Bill, for making Hill wet.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, thank
you
for
Hurricane Hillary. Yes, of course.
That's what we're talking about. The Hillary's of.
I mean, Call of Duty, yes. Online gaming. It's great. Like, come on. Let's, like, face facts.
So. Well, those are two great games. All right, we named our best games. And so now, we got to move on to what we call the
Beer of the Month.
Last month was Leffe.
Leffe, get yourself Leffe.
If you want to get that vanilla scent on or that vanilla,
yeah.
And you want to get your
German
girl.
German.
If you want to get your girl feeling nice and lovely and, you know, you want to feel good
blonde.
Too, share a 12-pack. And
blue eyes.
I guarantee you. You'll be in Germany.
But
today.
This month.
This month, I mean.
Today.
This month, we're telling them.
Right now.
For the beer of the month.
It is going to be Bitzenberger.
Bitzenberger.
Or as the Germans call it, Bitzenbuchensackenburger.
Buchensacki.
Bitburger, everybody. Bitburger beer.
Bitburger. Straight out of Bitburger.
Straight out of Compton.
Germany. Straight out of Compton. Put it on. And in Germany. Straight out of freaking German Island. You know, those girls wearing those titty shirt. I mean, those short shirt. What are they called? Oktoberfest shirts or whatever they wear.
Bitburger. Made in 1817.
Bitburger. Here
in the town of Bitburg.
Bitburg. Shout out to Bitburg. We love you, Germans.
Bitburger is the highest quality. And it is green gold.
Green gold.
Bitburger and Deschutes. They're great for ribs. Great for pork.
Ribs and
pork ribs, beef ribs.
And you can't forget.
Ranch dressing.
Hamburgers, number one.
Pilsner. They're Pilsners.
It's a Pilsner.
It's a Pilsner right there. Everybody, if you like Pilsners out there.
Get your butts out there.
Get
and
your
buy Bitburger.
Some Bitburger. Or get your burger bit.
They sell kegs of it. Speaking of burger bit, they do sell kegs of it, and you could go to your local Vevo or Vivo, something like that. Go to those, and they sell them in little kegers. You could get mini kegs of it, pony kegs they call them, and you could get those, and then you could tap it off right there. You just try a little six-pack, and they only sell them six-packs. I never believe I've seen a tall can of it, but I have seen six-packs of Bitburg, and if you try it, guaranteed goodness. Golden. And that is the beer of the month.
So Bitburger, you know, like, you just don't get any better than that. It's a German beer. You know, it's like a it's like 5.7%.
Yeah, it's not too strong, not too weak.
But it's something about the way the Germans brew their beer that makes it just so much more luscious.
Oh yeah.
And runners even drank a six pack.
I have, sure have, and I could recall the first four, but I can't tell you what 5 and 6 tastes like.
It was that good?
It was fun.
It was that good?
They're good. They're good. So you guys get out there and try them. You got to just try a Bitburg. If you're over 21, of course. If you're under 21, don't drink. But if you're over 21, go get your butt a Bitburger right now. Get in the stores, and that is the beer of the month.
You can order online.
Bitburger. And straight out of Bitburg, too. So you know it's really good.
All right, everybody. We also got a
city after the beer.
Game of the month.
We do have a game of the month.
They made their whole city after the name of a beer.
They did. That's what happened.
That's their...
Not the other way around. It was
main
the, it was
export
the beer,
is
the
just beer.
Yeah. And that's what they're all about.
I like it. Just like San Diego. Mm-hmm. All right, everybody. We got a game of the month also.
Game of the month.
And as expected, the game of the month is...
Once again,
Zelda.
Tears of the Kingdom.
Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, everybody, is the game of the month.
It's the one.
It is the
Zelda
first
TikTok.
Game of the month in history.
Ever.
For the Runner and Gunner podcast.
It is. This is the first announcement.
Go ahead
this
and check our Instagrams and find the rest
and
of them
we are
later.
Doing it. Yeah. We have previous, but we never actually announced them.
Man,
like
this is a good episode, everybody. It is raining. It is the hurricane storm. It's storming outside our office right now.
Chelsea Clinton?
I mean, our podcast location.
I don't know. I don't know if Paris Hilton is here or she's mad at us, but...
Let me tell you, Paris Hilton is hot.
But yeah, Hillary
she always
is
has
super
been.
Pissed.
And just like
Fresh
this
Prince?
Storm, what is this, Hurricane Paris Hilton?
Yeah.
This storm is sexy.
Exactly. It's just like Hillary
just
from
like
Fresh
her.
Prince. And...
Hillary Banks is even more hot than Paris Hilton. But if you had both of them together, and then they were your dates for the evening.
Tataja Ma.
I mean, you know, if you were man enough to ask two ladies out who look like that.
Tatanka Wa.
And take them out on a date.
Minada Kwa.
And be cordial to them the entire night, then you are a G.
Yeah, you could do that. You could do that. Ask Lionel and how
if,
he got his
and
wife.
And even if you interviewed them afterwards and they said he was cordial.
Exactly. Exactly.
Then that's all you could imagine, everybody. Imagine that. You taking out Paris Hilton and Hillary Banks during...
Together.
Storm Hillary.
In the 90s. Right now? Okay, right now. Man, it would be a frizzy hair.
Imagine tonight.
Jacked, frozen. But hey, who keeps them warm? We would.
Can you feel the love tonight?
Dude.
And everybody, we want to tell you that Elton John is still not as big of a weenie as
Cujo.
Lizzo.
Oh, Lizzo does have a big one. Anyways, we are talking about the Runner and Gunner show, and the game of the month is Zelda. Thank you, Zelda, and thank you, Link, for freaking kicking butt. Nintendo Switch, thank you guys for making possibly one of the greatest games ever of all time, but actually probably the greatest game of this month for sure. So,
thank you, Zelda. It was the greatest game of August 2023.
That is for dang sure.
It truly was.
Probably the whole year, possibly.
Possibly October is going to be big.
October is going to be humongous. We ain't talking about that yet, but we did have Zelda and we did have Chainsaw Massacre. So, I mean, we had AEW. Some competitions. We did have AEW. Man, so it was a good month. It was a good month for gaming. It was
even though they
weren't
released in August, the best game this August. AEW was, to me, one of the best games out this August.
It was. It was amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen, how about you send us in what you thought your favorite games this month? They could be released. It could be a Nintendo game. But, like, we'll take the majority of votes and we'll put it into a nice graph for you to listen to next week. But how about you just tell us what you think your favorite games of August 2023 were.
The August games, I mean, there were so many that did come out. This was a big month. And they do it on purpose because they know that one of the majorities of the bigger gamers are the kids going to high school. But the adults actually like buy more video games in the summertime than the kids do. And we buy them for us, and we buy them for them. So they know to release them at that time. And they also know to release them later in the fall, October, November, right in time for Christmas. So they know what they're doing. It's not a coincidence that all the best games come out during those certain months. But at the same time, we are grateful for those wonderful games. And game of the month, Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom.
All right, everybody, we got to go. We already told you the game of the month. We already told you the beer of the month. We already had segments about online gaming and the soundtrack for San Andreas.
And
but
we told you about
it is
Hurricane
time for us
Hewitt
to go. Hopefully you made it to your destination. You're about parking up right now and you're there safely. Maybe if you like, you're leaving your woman's house right now and, you know, she's just home right now. And then you're just getting to work while she's home. You know, you could just listen to the Run and Gunner show. Because
listen,
we took
to
you
it.
All the way from work to home
to
and
casa.
Back again. Everybody out there, it's the Runner and Gunner podcast. We're a video game podcast, so we just talk about video games. We don't talk about things we don't like, and we don't cuss in this show. In case you didn't know the morality of the show, that's what it is. Everybody, we got to go. We're about to get to the greatest segment of this part of the episode. We just want you to have a good Monday morning. We know what it is. We know what LA is. We know what it is to live in 2023.
And look at everybody.
We know what you hear, and it's still not as good.
And we're glad
Dre.
That you're all still here, and we're glad you're all still with us, and we're glad you all still survived the Hilton hurricane, and that Paris is still sexy and hot. Shout out to her, and shout out to her.
Is.
Thank you for drenching us with all this wonderful freaking water for our soil and making things grow and getting our rivers flowing again. So things are great. I look at the hurricane Hillary Clinton as a positive thing because Hilton, without her, we
Hillary
wouldn't have
Clinton.
We wouldn't have
Remember,
anything.
She was hot. She was with the first segment of our, Runner and Gunner. Because when in the 70s,
so thank her for
Hillary
the trees, for the
hot.
Waters, for the breeze, for the rivers, everything that's surrounding you that needs water. I need water. You need water. We
Everybody,
all need water.
Everybody, we got to go.
But yeah, we
got
to get out of here.
Taking up
our producers are telling
more
us
time
about 10
than
minutes
we've paid for.
That we got to get the heck out.
So let's
we
go.
Gotta go.
But first, we got the best part of the show.
Greatest part of the show.
The greatest part of the show.
That
which
we love
to
call
the
Two-Minute Rundown! In the sports! sports world, we got the Major League Baseball going on. The Dodgers are still kicking butt in first place. Kershaw is back again, everybody. So I hope you guys got your gloves and your mitts and your balls. And you're throwing no-hitters because Kershaw is kicking butt. Dodgers are kicking butt. Angels are sadly in third or fourth place, but they will come back hopefully. And the playoffs are near in October, so only got a month and a half till playoffs.
How long?
A month and a half. But NFL preseason is right now.
Mundo, mundo, mundo.
The Raiders are 2-0 in the NFL preseason. They beat the Rams. And before that, they beat someone else. But they're 2-0. So they're kicking butt. They're doing good. And they're looking very good. It's a great NFL season up and coming. We don't know who's going to make the playoffs. We don't know who's going to win the Super Bowl. What we do know is the Super Bowl is hosted in Las Vegas, everybody. But what about the entertainment world, Gunner?
All I know is that little clip of Michael Jordan making every single shot or kids get free shoes. And he makes every single shot. Michael Jordan, he makes and dishonors the kids and makes them feel bad and cry. You got to see it. It's there.
And Pringles, you just can't eat one. You got to eat the whole bucket. And that's why Michael Jordan makes every bucket. Like Gunnar was talking about.
He went there. He went on every shot and made every single bucket while kids' hearts were broken.
So they go to his camp.
I don't know. I don't even know the end of the video. All I know is that like the clip that's famous right now on social media is Michael Jordan breaking every kid's
heart.
Man,
and Jordan is the greatest of all time, and he's got to be like at least 115 or something. He's old, and he's still the greatest of all time. Nobody's going to top that man, at least in our lifetime, maybe in your next lifetime, but not right now. So the two-minute rundown is the greatest part of the show, and we want you guys to know that we love all you guys out there. We just want you guys to be safe and drive safe, and give Hillary Clinton a shout-out as long as she lights up, and Paris Hilton, too.
All right, everybody. Remember what we always said? We always said, don't spark up before you go into work. Just don't do it. It's never smart. Because hot ladies want to talk to you. Bosses want to talk to you. Hot ladies with triple Ds want to talk to you. People who are important want to talk to you. Quentin Tarantino might walk into the door and want to talk to you. Maybe Michael J. Fox is walking in the door and, you know, he's like paralyzed and you're going to miss your chance to talk to Michael J. Fox because you're hot and then you go run away and scared in the back office.
And you want to go back.
Be prepared.
To the future.
Be ready for the day. Be prepared for the day. Embrace the day.
Yes.
Embrace
the
second part of that word being brace.
Brace it. And so we did have a storm over this weekend. And now we're getting over this storm. It's getting lighter and lighter every second that goes by. And we are gonna have to go now, everybody. But we gotta let you guys know that we love you guys out there. And thank you for listening to the Round and Gun Show. And this has been the greatest show.
Oh, before we go, everybody, we just want to tell you that, you know, listen, we love you Lennies. We know that we called you Lennies in the past and we made fun of you and said that you're losers and said that you don't do things right and say that you're always procrastinating and hesitating and you're a bunch of virgins. But no,
virgins.
We're not saying that no more. We're done with it. You either see our actions and what we're doing and make your own opinion about what the Runner Gunner podcast is.
Yeah, get your butts out there and
but we're not going to tell you what to do anymore. We're just going to be what we said we're going to be.
Which is amazing, and teaching these Lennies how to be amazing as well. But we love you guys. You know, we
learn.
Love you, Lennies. We just want to teach you guys how to be cool and
but
how
we're
going to
accept you how
genius.
You are.
We will. Just come on, ride the Runner Gunner train, and you guys will make sure that your minds are sane. We'll keep you guys cool, we'll keep you guys healthy, and we'll keep you guys happy as long as you follow the Runner Gunner steps and listen along to the Runner Gunner show.
We're against bad TV, we're against bad writing, and listen, humanity will determine what is good and what is bad. Your conscience will determine it, and bad writing, boom, out the window. We're against it. We're here for you, who wants goodness, who wants awesomeness, who wants to be treated with respect, at the same time, getting made fun of gracefully. But you know what? We don't need nobody telling us what to like and what is funny or not. Runner and Gunner Podcast is here against those people. Even though we joke around, listen, we're still here for the little guy.
And we will watch them prosper, grow, and be amazing. As long as they listen to the show every Monday morning, all they will get is goodness, happiness, greatness, dopeness, and just continue to sprout into something that is amazing more than you are as of now. And we are sprouting ourselves and getting more amazing as we continue on with the show, because we are growing with you guys. So at the same time, it's still a process of both of us doing the same thing, getting down with it, and all of us. Everybody out there, we love all you ladies, and we love all the ladies and everybody who's listening to the show. That's what we want you guys to know.
We know that we can't get with every single lady on earth, and we know that we can't convince every Lenny on earth to be a champion and to be a man and to get his goals and his gold. But we can be here on the internet saying to all of you that you should do it, and we're going to be here for you every single week. Because listen, the Runner and Gunner Podcast is interested in what you think. Get on the Instagram and find us.
Find us.
And start commenting to us.
Leave the comments. Commenting on us. Cooperating.
Como estando.
Como comprende.
All right, everybody out there. But we got to go. We just want to say that we love you Lennies.
We love you ladies out there.
We love you ladies. We still want you to wear tank tops.
And bikinis.
Guys, get yourself a gold watch.
Golden.
Go get you a gold diamond ring to wear on your finger on a special occasion.
But don't wear it during Hurricane
But
Paris.
Don't go painting your fingernails. What are you, crazy? Unless they're black, Loco. Like Trent Reznor.
Trent Reznor.
But get you some new shoes.
Trent.
And get you a new shirt. And make certain that your shirt is clean.
Trent.
Stick in a stick pin.
Stick
buy yourself
man.
A silk
stick
suit. Put on a top hat. Put on a top coat.
Yeah. New shoes.
Make your wallet fat.
Make your wallet fat.
Go on this week. Make your wallet as fat as you can.
Fattest wallet
this
you
week.
Can.
Oh.
This week, make the music, make the money, make the honey.
Oh, all right. Oh, yes. Oh. Make your wallet fat, everybody.
Fatter
you need
than...
to fatten your wallet. So this week, you need to make your wallet bigger. How do you do that? That's up to you.
There's various ways.
However,
I mean, there's so
Runner
many
Gunner
tricks
will
and
be there with you.
Ways. And if you guys
when you decide
want to make your wallets fatter, then make sure you get a nice little girly and take her out. And make sure that the night is right and the mood is ready for that night. And you take her home and you have a good night with her. And you make sure that you lay her down perfectly, nice and relaxed. And then whatever happens after that is up to you guys.
All right, everybody. You heard it. If you want to stick around after the show, we got a second part of the show where we talk about the ladies.
Of course.
And you gamers getting them ladies specifically.
Gamers! We love you gamers out there, too.
But it's going to take some
and
nuts to listen
to.
I mean, grab yourself some almonds or some peanuts or some walnuts, because you're going to have to think when you listen to this episode.
Some chestnuts.
But that's the other episode. We're going to cut this episode off right now.
Chestnuts.
We just have one last thing to say to you. Before we go into the world of Meta.
Mina.
We just want to say, what is your favorite online game? What is it? We want to know.
You guys got to drop that.
I said Call of Duty, but my favorite personally is probably WWE 2K. And it sucks.
WWE 2K.
But it's not because it sucks. I wish it was better. It's because I get to play WWE 2K online with another person.
It is cool. It is cool to be able to play and to go up against a person. But it does suck now because it just stood the same. You know, things don't change sometimes. And that's why I didn't pick any of the sports games as well, because they haven't changed them in a long, long time. It pretty much stays the same. But the online community is still pretty badass. So we're not saying anything bad about you guys playing those online games. We love you guys. Keep on playing and keep on footballing, baseballing, and NFLing.
Yeah.
But what we are saying is that The developers need to step it up.
Oh, we haven't even told you, everybody. Take a sip of coffee. Have yourself a good day. Have yourself a good week.
A wonderful week.
Monday's here, and if you could have a good Monday, then you could have a
great life.
It's true.
It's true.
If you could have a good Monday, you could have a good life.
You could have the best life.
So everybody party like it's Saturday.
Party like it's Saturday every day.
Party like it's Friday night. Boom.
It is Monday morning, but you gotta party like it's freaking Friday every day.
The 9 to 5 is back.
You know?
The 9 to 5 is back, everybody. I know we had a cold Rona, cold winter, but the 9 to 5 is back. Get you some Runner and Gunner on Monday mornings, at least.
The Rona is lifted. The Rona is gone forever. So what we're doing...
The Rona is gone forever.
I'm telling you guys... The free podcast is the way to be. The free podcast is the place to be. And we're telling you to join us. That's all we're asking and telling you. We're doing both. It's a request and a demand at the same time. Because if you don't come to the demand of our request, then you are missing out on everything in your lives. What we're telling you is that it's awesome. It's amazing. And you will miss on how Hillary soaked up the Fresh Prince.
Trump.
Name Trump.
Oh, wait. No, Hillary... From Fresh Prince.
So everybody out there, yeah, we gotta go now. Yeah, we gotta go. It's about that time. But we just want you guys to know that we love you out there. You know, nobody's a Lenny, but everybody's a Lenny at the same time. If you are a Lenny, I mean, you know, you could improve yourself easily by listening to Running on a Show. And if you're not a Lenny and you want to improve, still listen to Running on a Show. And if you don't want to improve, you just want to be entertained, listen to the greatest show on earth called
The Runner and Gunner Show. Video game podcast, show, podcast, radio show, radio television show, TV show, sitcom.
Sitcom.
Directorial debut. Executive producer. Everybody, we got to go. We got to go, everybody. We got one thing to say to you. Have a great Monday. Have a great week.
And a great life. I mean, we love everybody out there. Yeah. All right, guys. Sorry, our producer said we got to go, so we do got to go. We're going to leave you off with the greatest advice ever. If you can have a great Monday, then you will have the greatest life of your life. Enjoy Monday. Enjoy your life.
Runner and Gunner was brought to you by Nike's Shoes. The higher you jump, the better you are.
By Reese's Pieces Buttercups. It's more to have two cups, size C, B, D, F, H, than one cup.
And also brought to you by Milton Bradley. Get the Runner and Gunner board game at your local Walmart.
By Snickers. Be satisfied. Glide in the air.
Also, Radio Shack. They're going out of business, so you better purchase some stock.
By Sears. Get your gears charged up and your tires changed before it's too late.
And Alpha Beta. Grocery shopping has never been made easier, and the shopping carts are great.
And finally, by Lucky's. You're lucky we're still here because the Runner and Gunner will still promote us.
What's up, everybody? Toss those tweezers.
Awesome.
Throw away those trimmers.
Get rid of them.
Put those scissors down.
Come on.
Dylan's and Dylan's Beard Soap has an online special for 10% off. When you purchase Dylan's and Dylan's Beard Soap in-game while using the promo code VideoGamesRock.
You can play your game while you soak your beard.
Get all the past scents with this discount.
like summer breeze.
Cinnamon.
Horchata.
Lemon clean.
Sawdust.
Winter melon.
And the good old fashioned pine.
Pine scent.
So go ahead and check out the Dylan's and Dylan's Beard Soap. We're now offering 10% off all in-game purchases when using the promo code VideoGamesRock.
In-game purchases are only when you're playing a game. Everything else is $299.99 at DylansandDylans.com. Looking for a new app? Elon Musk has got you covered.
Everybody's talking about it, so I think that it's very good.
X is the biggest in app.
I thought that it was very good to change X from Twitter.
They ask, what does it do? How does it work? We don't know.
It makes the gangsters feel like they're incorporated.
All we know is that X.com is the best. X.com at X.com.com.
I hope you guys enjoy my product.
Sponsored by Elon Musk. Podcast. We are
Runner
here
and Gunner Video
you guys
Game Podcast.
We're giving you this extra segment. If you guys stick around long enough, then you are the lucky ones to hear the bonus about how easy it is to
fall in love.
Fall for her.
We know you gamers out there don't generally fall in love easily.
Not all the time.
And we know you virgins out there are scared of love.
It's too scared.
But the first thing we have to say is let it happen. Want it.
Want it.
What you are thinking about. Want what you're thinking of. Want the future you are thinking about yourself.
Look for that particular future that you're thinking about. Look, hunt that down. Look for that. If you're thinking about you want this girl and you want this kind of girl, whatever type it is, whatever it is, whatever, it's not a genre,
so whatever you're
but
thinking,
whatever she is,
you need to change
look
it.
Look for her and make
to
sure
what you're looking
that
for.
She will love you. And how will you get her to love you? By being awesome, by being cool,
being great,
by being amazing and being great,
by being righteous.
Righteous, take over.
It's so easy to fall in love, everybody. Let us tell you the first steps. First of all,
numero uno,
get yourself a clean shirt and some new shoes.
New shoes.
First of all, just do that.
Spiffy, whiffy, diffy.
You know, whatever body size or body type you are. Get yourself a clean shirt and some new shoes. Even the dirty girls will love you if you have a clean shirt and new shoes.
Top hat.
Second of all, you gotta want it, man.
You gotta wear a top hat.
You gotta say in my heart, this is what I'm gonna do, and this is what's gonna happen, and this is the reason these things are gonna happen, because this is my goal. This is where I'm sailing to.
For real, yes, for sure.
In fact, you're supposed to grab the girl, metaphorically speaking, and take her on your cabana. Come sail away.
And then once you take her to that cabana, and the metaphorical reason, you got to show her that your cabana is the best cabana. There's no
That's
other
right.
that will challenge or even come close to what she could expect from you. And what she knows
Why
how,
would you stay?
How glorified
Let us tell you.
That...
Why would she stay?
You will glorify her. You got to glorify her like she is a firework on 4th of July. Not the firework, the freaking hole.
The one that blows up.
The whole explosion at the end. The whole
one. For everyone's enjoyment.
Right before 12 o'clock hits. 11:58,
the
fireworks boom. Show her that. And you got to show her that in the room as well. And that's that will guarantee to keep her. If you do all that.
Yeah,
and,
a lot of loyalty points come from the bedroom.
And the main reason is attention. They need mad attention. Once you give them that mad attention, And do not do deflection. Deflection is a negativity upon attention. Because if you do that, then you are going backwards in the whole love game. But if you come forward in the love game, you'll give her the attention and then show her what it really feels like to be with a real man. And that's how you make love expand.
And it makes it even a little bit easier if you turn off your mind and you just say, hey, my man, well, let's just go. And you don't think about, you say what you're going to do in your mind, and you say, I'm not going to think about how I get there. I'm going. And you turn off your mind, and you let your body go there, and you grab your lady, and you mac on her, and you have the best night of your life, and you continue to have those best nights of your life with her until the day you die. Someday you're looking back in your life, and you're saying, wow, that was the best night I ever had.
Yeah.
Those moments...
Those years ago moments. Yeah, those years ago moments, those reflections upon life.
That you should have.
And those reflections should already be reflecting upon you. If they're not reflecting yet, then so create them right now. Like Gutter saying, recreate them right now. Because if they're not being created right now, then you're going backwards. So move forward, everybody out there. We're just giving you the advice because we want you to live the good life. We care about our audience and we care about,
don't think about it.
Everybody out there.
Just do it.
We just want you guys to live the perfect life that you know that you can live.
And don't let the internet have control of your love life. Oh the internet has told us.
We got to cut it off. All right, everybody. All right, we went a little too far.
Oh, wait, hold on. They're saying something else. Oh, they're telling us... That,
what? Really?
We need to tell them.
What does that mean?
That you guys need to listen to the Runner and Gunner podcast every Monday morning.
Yeah, that's right. That's what they should be doing. And they need to be doing.
We got to go.
To increase your capacity of mental health. So, yeah, we got to get out of here. And
we got to
let you guys go. And
have a good night. Morning.
Have a good morning. Have a good day. Have a good drive.
It's still dark out here.
Be amazing, everybody. Just stay amazing. Be amazing. Stay amazing. We love all our listeners and everybody in the whole world out there. Shout goes out to Hamburg once again. Shout goes out California, Southern California. Enjoy this rain because it ain't coming for a long time. So we love you guys out there. We got to get going. Gunner, what do you got to do to set them off? Send them on their way.
All right, everybody. We just want to tell you that, when you're thinking about who you're going to get with, you got to remember that it's up to you when you're a man and also when you're a lady. So you really got to think about who you're going to get with.
Exactly.
And you got to be very, very specific.
Yes.
And even when they don't meet your expectations, at least you knew that you were going in the right direction when you picked this person. At least you knew that it wasn't just a wild, random pick. And let me tell you else, because you guys need to listen.
They do.
Love is not a four-leaf clover.
Love.
It doesn't bring you luck, and it doesn't excite you on your command, but it's just always there. It's not a four-leaf clover. It's not one magical pick. It's like an infinite pick. It's like a blade of grass in the earth. Infinitely pick a pluck of love everywhere we go, because... Let me tell you, you were born in love, and life is about knocking up your chick and making babies.
So when you were born, Gunner is saying that they were your parents were making love. It doesn't matter what you think about it. They were making love, you know?
So just knock up your chick and have some babies, you were born
on that, so might as well.
And ladies, only let the best man kiss you.
Only. Come on, ladies.
Or come near you.
And they will use their best judgment. All those ladies.
Yeah, they will.
Our Lady Runner Gunner followers, we love the ladies a lot.
Use your best judgment.
Thank you, girls, for following us.
Astute predictions, as the Runner and Gunner calls it. Use them, because you only want to pick the best man. The man who whacks the least, who talks the least trash, who's the greatest under pressure, whose push is better than his shove. Who's down with it, who walks the walk and talks the talk.
Talks it all day.
Top hat, pin
coat.
Does what
he does.
I mean, top hat, top coat.
Really?
Stick pin.
Seriously.
New shoes,
clean
shirt.
Yeah.
Gold watch, diamond
gold watch,
ring.
Gold chain, yeah, for real.
Come on, brother.
Everybody
you know what a man
there.
Is. We all know what a man
we
is.
We know what a man is.
Amen. And the ladies know what
amen.
A man is, too.
Amen.
They know even
it
more.
It's going down. And all right, everybody. So we got to go. And we made
take
our
care.
Point. And
take
we
care,
want
America.
To tell you guys,
take care, Germany.
Be careful out there, especially those in Germany, Bitburg. Bitburg.
Bitburger.
And everybody out there in the whole world, the United States, the freaking Los Angeles County, the city of Los Angeles, and all LA County, we love you guys. And everybody else out there, we got to go. Peace, love, enjoy yourselves, and always be awesome. Stay awesome. From Runner and Gunner.
What's up, everybody? It's after the party, and I just want to bring this last topic up.
All right, let them know. Runner, I know you're talking about it.
What is?
All right, here we go.
Runner, we're gonna ask Runner.
All right, well, ask Runner session. All right, here we go.
How?
Ask me.
How easy is it to fall in love?
Oh man. Well, as one genius once said, it's so easy to fall in love. He once said it's so easy to fall in love because I have fallen in love many times myself. And, I mean, if you are amazing, you have probably fallen. It doesn't matter if you've fallen in love 0 times or 1 time or 25 times. But how easy it is to fall in love, it's easy.
How easy is it?
Because you could look at the glaze of her eyes might take you. The freaking voluptuous, plump butt boobs. Up, all that stuff might take you away. And the legs, the thighs, everything. I mean, it might take you away. But as a girl, they look at the guys as this and this and that. I don't know their perspective, but I do know as a man's perspective that it's so easy to fall in love. These girls are so amazing nowadays. And you guys, you Lennies, better get out there and fall in love because there's too many beautiful girls out there. You know, we're two girls for every boy. Yes. Every girl out there wants you.
Get with it.
And you guys got to get with it. You guys got to figure out that there are two girls for all of us. And we fall in love every day. But these girls fall in love even more frequently than we do. So we don't use that against them. But at the same time, use that for your advantage. What I'm saying is that if they fall in love with you, you fall in love with them. And then it's so easy to connect. And when you have that connection, the correct connection, you could procreate. And procreating
you
is
shall.
What it's all about.
Procreating, that, you shall.
That's what they tell us to do. Just like Linda said, it's the best thing to do in life. Falling in love is the best thing you can do. Love is all around us. It's all around your neighborhood. It's all around where you live.
Take a deep
breath of love. It
doesn't matter
if you live in the country, in the city, in the suburbs, in the ghetto, in freaking Germany, in Russia, in Hamburg.
Did we get through to you tonight? Well,
in Australia,
we did it with love.
In Brazil, it doesn't matter where you live. If you live in the UK, if you live in the USA, hey, you gotta get a girl. Because we all fall in love with girls eventually, or boys, whatever your gender is. But yeah, we surely do fall for them all. But it's too easy, and that's what we're saying. It's very easy to happen, and it happens daily. So if you guys don't find out how or why it's happening, then just go out there and figure it out. Go out there and discover.
Expand
go out
your
there
mind.
And 0070. Go out there and figure
open
out
open up your
what
mind. Lift your head. Lift your eyes up off the ground. Make eye contact with people.
Yes.
You want to do a good experiment? Go around and look at people's heads. Don't look at their bodies. Don't look at those big, voluptuous breasts.
Don't do that.
Don't look at those giant, juicy, smooth legs. Look at the heads. Look at their heads. Look at their eyes.
And the girls like it when you look them in the face and you treat them like queens. Because they love that. They love that. And once you get that, then things will be fine and dandy.
In our next episode, we're going to teach you how easy it is to keep your
lover. Or to lose it. Because well, I've done both and the other, you know what I mean?
There's like only one way a true man loses his woman, and that's when he wants to shake her, and get rid of her, and
or
get out of here.
Or cheating, get caught.
Oh, she cheated. Best get out of here.
Get out of here now.
And then you're like, on to the next
but
chick.
But if you do really love her, you
with bigger legs.
Right, because if you're right, if you really do love her, you won't cheat on her.
Yeah, a real man will get what he wants, and if what he wants is to find a woman who doesn't cheat and that he doesn't cheat on, then that, so be it, will happen.
Yeah, it's the truth.
However, a man in his heart has what he wants, And so what he wants has got to be the ultimate good thing. The most ultimate extreme goodness that you could possibly have. Imagine it, listeners.
Imagine it.
That's why we're the Runner Gunner Show. We're not going to take people bad-mouthing our thoughts. We're not going to take people bad-mouthing everyone's opinions. You know, love, if you're good, real, you're good. And Runner Gunner, we're here for you.
And real is love. So everybody out there, you guys just got to know that. It's a true thing. And love is a very sensitive subject to most of all. Not to most of all, to every freaking buddy. Love is sensitive. And the thing is, you got to love hard. And if you love hard, then you'll know what the heck is up.
Yeah.
You'll never get cheated on if you love hard. Because if you love hard, then you will know what she's doing. If she's messing up, you will know it in your heart. That's all I'm saying.
Let's roll, Ronnie.
All right. We got to go, everybody. Peace out. And love, respect, and enjoy each other. Much love. Peace to Ringo. Peace to Paul. And Sir James as well.
What's up, everybody? Microphone. It's the What's Up Show, where we say what's up nonstop.
Up to the world. What's up?
What's up?
Up? And what is up to you? And what's up? RNG, what's up?
What's up? Welcome back, everybody.
And it's welcome to Monday Morning Cracks of the segment. Super Secret Segment of the Runner and Gunner Show. Podcast. Cheers again, Runner. Gunner.
The intellectual version.
Cheers to myself. Okay, cheers to you too. Cheers to Gunner. Cheers to Gunner. Cheers to Runner. And cheers to Runner and Gunner fans out there. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for tuning in to the extra special edition, the late night edition, the late morning edition, should I say, after your morning has been the morning, here goes another morning.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Yes, we know that you just listened to an entire show.
Yeah.
But this is some pre-recorded segment where we tell you about something that's on everybody's mind this season, as well as last season, as well as the season before that, as well as the season before that, as well as the season after this season, as well as the season after next season after that, as well as the season after that, as well as the season after that. It is...
Isn't it so easy, though?
Gunner, falling in love.
It's so easy that it happens every single day and every single person's life. Runner, maybe, possibly.
How about you tell the audience, them,
how easy it is?
How to fall in love.
Well, first off, have a heart and love something. I mean, actually
love.
Think about something that you want to be with for the rest of your life. It doesn't matter whatever it is. It could be the weather. It could be the sky. It could be the clouds, the mountains, your heart. Enjoy everything. It could be dollar signs. Whatever
love
it is.
Something.
You have to feel for that the hardest. And fall for it the hardest. And once you fall for it the hardest, you proceed and pursue it. And once you proceed to pursue it, Get in the bed and do it. Do it. Do,
do
it.
It. Do, do it.
Do it.
Do it like Nestle. Quick. You gotta do it, but don't end it.
Do it.
Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
No,
do
no,
it.
I'm just kidding. Do don't do that. Okay. Do everybody it. Just get into your mode and get into your beautiful, wonderful space that you know you need to love, which is your heart. Find what's in your heart, find what you actually want to give into that heart. Like what do you want to stand next to that heart?
The Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast
is a free podcast.
The only free podcast.
Solid.
Runner Gunner, not responsible for any injuries, postponements, or collateral that may occur during our close segments of our entirety of the show. You are now or have been listening to. We would like to add any involvement with similar subjects in the show are completely coincidental and may or may not be facts. We would also like to thank you, Lenny.